sisters.
Good morning, friends. Good morning, Rav. Welcome again to the great morning lesson. During one of the workshops in this Congress, decided to listen to what Rav was saying and just closed my eyes and I said, I will not hear the friends. I will not see them. I try to hear the Creator. And during that process, it was like I'm standing before the King. I could no longer hear the voice of the friends. But I heard as though the Creator was standing before me. And every word that came from the friends was like a hammer pounding at my heart. It was like a sweet nectar, just absorbing all of it. And I could see the friends rising before my eyes, becoming more and more greater in their stature. And, you know, I just asked the friends that we rise above our corporeal ears, our corporeal hearing, so that when the friend speak, we don't hear the friend speak, but we hear his voice. It just felt so much great and saw the friends becoming so much greater and greater. So I just plead with the friends that we rise above our hearing. As this topic of the lesson is faith above reason, we want to rise above all our reasoning, our feelings, and everything else so that we just standing before him, so that we could see that he operates behind the friends, that there is no one, there is nothing else. And friends, I ask you, let us attack and attack and attack. L'chaim.
נקרא את הקטע הראשון מתוך דבריו של הרב.
I'm going to read the first excerpt from Wabash. We thank and praise you for the good we have received from you. It is, as our sages said, one should always praise the Creator and then pray. The reason is that one who believes that the Creator is merciful and gracious and that he desires to do good to the creations has room for prayer. This is why we must first establish the praise of the Creator. Meaning, a person himself should establish the praise of the Creator. This does not mean that the Creator should see that the person is praising him, since the Creator doesn't need people. Rather, the person himself should see the praise of the Creator, and then he can ask him to help him. Since his conduct is to do good to his creations.
Let's workshop, friends. Workshop question. How do we praise and give gratitude to the Creator in our ten? How do we praise and give gratitude to the Creator in our ten?
And gratitude to the Creator when we praise our Haverim, our friends, because they are the representative of the Creator in our ten. So we should praise them, we should give them compliments, we should tell them how wonderful their work of the Creator is. Alex, please.
Thank you. Every moment of the day, we have to remind each other there is none else besides him. And he is behind every friend. And he is behind absolutely everything that happens in the world. In our ego, we used to forget about it, even if we know the phrase. But thanks to the group, to our constant attention to each other, we have to remind each other there is a Creator who looks after us, and He is good. He is benevolent. Ariel, please.
In addition to the friends, of course, we have the Rav, and we have the books, and the society that we have been. This is how we praise the Creator, Arseny.
Chavrim, it's so many ways to do it. It's to follow our Rav, to understand that each and every friend got a Creator voice inside him, and also just be grateful that we have been chosen to follow the path of Bar Sulam and Rabash, sure, great Rav. Ed.
Thanks, Asani. Yes, if we want to give praise, we want the one we're giving praise to hear it, and that would be none other than the Creator. But I'm an egotist. I don't have any connection. But I do have a 10. I have friends. So I give praise to the friends because through them, the Creator will hear me. And my 10 will be blessed. Edward.
Yes. Oh, I don't have any connection to the Creator at all. But I have a 10 and the friends. And yeah, as the friends have said, I try and not only see the greatness of the friends, I try and feel it. And, you know, I compliment them and I do everything that I can to show them that I see and feel their greatness. Osvaldo.
Thank you, brother. Yeah, the only way we can praise the friends is in the 10 in the group. Because that's the only place where there's light, where we can bestow, where we can give something to the friends, even if it's just praising. Because on our own, it's all selfishness. So this is another reason why we need the 10, why we need the friends. It's the environment that we require in order to praise. Shalom.
I can only share what I experience as what the Creator means to me. Of course, it's the source of my life and source of all life. It gives me hope. It gives me direction. It gives me the group and the teacher. It gives every important thing that we need and we can use. A tool to improve ourselves and to correct ourselves and going up to a better skills. All those come from a shell. And what else can I expect? Thank you.
After face, race after race, from one cage to another. Mask after mask, task after task, lost in the sands.
For you there's a cry, for you there's a light, a place to be discovered. For you there's a way, together we pray to rise.
To see the face of love through your eyes. Together as one, and now we rise, and every word an echo from the skies, breaking the walls, hearts unite.
an open door. Together we yearn, the fire it burns, a chance to feel alive. A song from the heart, singing that love will cover our cry. To see the face of love through your eyes, together as one, now we rise. And every word an echo from the sky, breaking the wall, hearts unite.
新年好，在这个接下来的新一届大会之中，我觉得创造者会给我们
This new Congress, the Creator will set many new and different obstacles. No matter what obstacles we need to face, I think the most important thing is to be with my friends, only in our common environment. We believe that it is very important that only we all love each other and think of each other. To make efforts for our friends. I believe the Creator will bring strength to each friend so that we can realize that in every moment, in all the love and greatness and the quality of the Creator is hidden in the friends. Let us go beyond all the difficulties. We become stronger and more powerful in today. Friends, whatever we do in life, we do because of our reasons, and behind these reasons is our nature, our ego. And if we have to annul that egoistic nature, if we want to rise above, and if we want to be like the Creator, then we see that it is very difficult. And in this difficult step, we require the help of our 10 friends. We send a request to our 10 friends that they get us to the path of correction. That we become similar to the Creator. This is my prayer. This is my wish.
אומר הרבש צריך להאמין
הרבש says must believe above reason and imagine that he has already been rewarded with faith in the Creator that is felt in his organs and he sees and feels that the Creator leads the entire world as the good who does good although when he looks within reason he sees the opposite he should still work above reason and it should appear to him as though he can already feel in his organs that so it really is that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good Here he acquires the importance of the goal, and from here he derives life, meaning joy at being near to the Creator. Then a person can say that the Creator is good and does good, and feel that he has the strength to tell the Creator, You have chosen us from among all nations. You have loved us and wanted us. Since he has a reason to thank the Creator, And to the extent that he feels the importance of spirituality, so he establishes the praise of the Creator.
Question for active workshop. How can we help each other to be in constant deficiency for the importance of spirituality? How can we help each other to be in constant deficiency for the importance of spirituality?
We can help each other by giving an example, by helping each other to focus that the importance of spirituality is something that we all select as part of our path, of part of our life. And giving this example to our friends in the tent is something that everyone can do and assist each other to be a team that always focus on a goal and the connection between us. Alex, please.
This lesson is going to be on a faith above reason. The first time I've heard the phrase, it was explained simple. It means that spirituality is more important to you than corporeal reality. Fine, it was clear. I'm not there yet, but it's a good goal. And now, through the years, I come to realization that only together, only by using you as help, only in giving you example, we can aim towards getting there, that spirituality is really more important, is really something we continuously want. And what we have in our daily life is not worth, is nothing comparing to that. Thank you, friends, for constantly doing that to me. And I promise to do it to you as well. Ariel.
Deficiency is a glee. We need to build a vessel for it to be constant, meaning we need a connection, a constant connection, Arseny.
While person is in the path, all type of deficiency and disturbance and suffering from above, and also we're working on it and awaken those deficiencies within the team, and that's a person's duty to transfer of this deficiency, to vector it to a deficiency towards the Creator, towards the spirituality. And spirituality is the force of bestowal, so yeah, deficiency towards become to equivalence of form. Only in the team, only with your friends, and only together. Ed.
Well, the friends have said everything so well. But you notice that the Creator, typically, he does everything except for this importance, deficiency. This is the created being's responsibility. And my ten got it so right. We work together. We give an example. We always highlight the importance. We cry out the greatness of the group, the greatness of the ten, and the Creator. This is our role. Edward.
Yes, I mean, this is our role. How can we help the friends? All sorts of ways. But, example, as the friends have said, everything that the friends do in the turn, they wake up in the morning, they make sure that they make everyone, all the friends realize today's the lesson. This is what we have to do. They raise the importance of the lesson. And we know that we live in corporeal reality.
קטע שלישי, אומר הרבש, כשהם מתעסקים...
Excerpt number 3, רבש. When they gather, each of them should think that he has now come for the purpose of annulling self-love. It means that he will not consider how to satisfy his will to receive now, but will think as much as possible only of the love of others. This is the only way to acquire the desire and the need to acquire a new quality called the will to bestow. And from love of friends, one can reach love of the Creator, meaning wanting to give contentment to the Creator. It turns out that only in this does one obtain a need and understanding that bestowing is important and necessary, and this comes to him through love of friends.
Dostlarım, burada olmanın mutluluğunu, burada olmanın mutluluğunu.
My friends, I'm really happy to be here.
Bunların arasında olmak, Yaradan tarafından bana verilmiş olan en büyük armağan. Her sabah dersinde
being among the great heroes that awaken the dawn is the greatest gift given to be by the Creator. We meet with my friends every morning lesson and we strive to strengthen our feelings with Rav. We were born in mother womb. We attacked and I'm now in Congress with all my brothers and sisters. We make an agreement, brothers. Rav Akiva, Bala Sulam, and Rabash spirits are with us. Now I feel this in my vessel. We are Bnei Baruch children and coming far away, and we will continue to come. Lehaim, Bnei Baruch.
Aktif çalıştay sorusu. Onun merkezinde
aktif workshop question friends. What must we do in the center of the tent to be able to reveal the Creator? Repeating. What must we do in the center of the tent to be able to reveal the Creator?
Thank you, brother. Yeah, in order to reveal the Creator in the time, we must go through the ascent and descent together. We must move forward. We must never stop. Sometimes one friend will be down. Sometimes one friend will be up. But as long as we remain together, we will reveal the Creator in the time. Shalom.
We have to create a deficiency in the center where it have a space to receive the Shekhinah, to receive the God messages or God existent or present. And without that, the deficiency is also in our mind, in our heart, not just in the middle of the but together in the center of the group has become much stronger, and if we are really into it, we can get some input. Alec.
And that input is our desires, that we bring all our desires, because we have to melt those desires together, rise above this egoistic desire to receive, and together build that altruistic desire to give. Because only by helping each other, getting our thoughts and minds and ideas and the desire of connecting that's in the center of the tent, the heart, the common heart, that only desires spirituality. And that heart will beat as one for all the 10 of us. Alex, please.
El Echad starts with a nullification, with restricting of my egoistic self-love, and slowly start caring about you. And the moment we all manage to stop thinking about what's in it for me and start thinking about caring for the friends, we resemble that quality of bestowal. It's all the equivalence of form, but to the extent that we truly do it, not say the words, but truly care about each other, to that extent, we feel the Creator. We feel His light. Ariel?
In that, we need to pray to overcome what divides us between us, to love each other, and then pray again to reveal the Creator, Arseny.
We have to do our half a shekel, Rav, group, books. We have to feel each other, and we need to understand that if we cancel our ego, and if we feel the friends as the most important thing, the Creator will reveal. We will understand who does it all to us.
Sessiz çalıştay, sessiz çalıştay.
Silent intention. Friends, please close your eyes and imagine that we have reached a state at which perfect connection and integrity is achieved in our 10, enabling us to reveal the Creator.